Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Good afternoon, everybody. Haley's afternoon, coming to you here from the beautiful island of St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. I gotta tell you, I'm a little out of breath at the moment. Why? Because up until 10 minutes ago, the power was out, which means we were going to forgo today's show. However, just in the nick of time, as the universe often does, that power, that energy came right back to fully support us here today. So get ready as we begin your practical spirituality half hour for today. Quick reminders before we jump in to the things I want to talk about today. But quick reminders, you can check out more at www.nowagewellness.com. I am the owner and healing practitioner at Now Age Wellness, distance and in-person services available. Check out on Facebook on Wednesdays our Midweek Wisdom Oracle Card Fun. We've got a bunch of upcoming classes. We're doing Crystals 101, super excited about it, as well as Level 1 Reiki training, all coming up here in person in St. Croix. We're also going to be announcing an Oracle card class coming up in July. And then get ready, guys, for those of you who are staying in touch with me from afar. I am looking at my first online class coming up very, very shortly. As always, if you want to stay informed, visit the website, join the newsletter. My newsletter finds everything out first. So with that, I'm going to take a big deep breath and catch up from having run down the stairs to my studio here just as that power came back on. So this week has been a really interesting week. I've seen a lot of things in the people I've been working with one-on-one, and so many things that I just wasn't sure what to talk about today because there were so many possibilities. And whenever I see themes pop up more than once within the people I'm working with, I know that there's a universal energy and that we're all doing our part to heal a bigger energy at hand. So today, I think I'm going to start, and we'll just see where it takes us, if that's all right with you guys. But I think we're going to start with talking about the energy of a warrior. Before I get too involved here, I do want to let you guys know you can call in to join the conversation. The number is 619-924-9710. One more time, that's 619-924-9710. 9710. You can always email your questions to info@nowagewellness.com. But the reason I'm choosing this energy of the warrior today is because it's inspired by a couple things. But one client in particular pops in my mind, and I saw this person out at our local homeless clinic. And this person had the most powerful energy I've seen in a while. Yeah, like just purely strong, and was a larger human being as a result, right? Often when we are bigger as people, you know, the world calls us fat or big boned or whatever the case may be. But often it is because we haven't learned how to manage our energy yet, and we have to stay that big in order to house all of it, in order to function with all of it, in order to not float away out into the atmosphere. The good news is once you do learn how to have a little more energetic agility, which you can do with, you know, energy healing work, Reiki is my first recommendation there by far, is you don't have to hold extra weight and you don't have to hold that size unless you want to. But this person of tremendous power was so afraid to do anything in life because he was afraid he was going to hurt someone. Yeah, and I think we've all had that feeling at some point or another, where if we truly stand in our power, where if we truly let everyone see everything we are, because we as human beings are tremendously powerful, it's tremendously powerful, it's just our nature. But if we are all of that, then someone's going to get hurt as a result. We're going to hurt it and not even know it because we weren't sensitive enough. But guys, here's the thing. If you are making yourself actively smaller, if you are using your energy to hold yourself in, to not let out these parts of yourself, everything that you are, then you are in fact hurting yourself. And no, let me just cut to the chase here. You are not helping anyone else because you are here to be you. And if you're here to be you, that means the only way for you to serve the world, for you to serve the universe at large, for you to serve those around you, is to let us see you be you. Let us experience you being you. Otherwise, that part of you that you're trapping, you're actually trapping part of me as well. And it's funny, when I brought this up to him, and I did it very simply, just with a single question, because I actually saw this person in a place where we were doing mini sessions, so we didn't have much time. But the first thing this person said is, yeah, I'm kind of like that with my kids as well. So he's teaching his children the exact same thing. Yeah, and many of us learn this from our parents. Many of us learn this from our parents' parents, that we have to protect those around us by actively not hurting them, which means we better be very, very careful. We better proceed with caution. And guys, that's not the case. Yeah, go ahead and take the risks, take the steps, trust the universe, and allow the people around you the freedom to react however they will. Yeah. So, with that inspiration in mind, I want to bring up the idea of the warrior. Yeah, because I was chatting this morning as well, and I said to the person who was with me, when you think of a warrior, what do you think of? And this person said, oh, I think of the fight. I think of the battle. When I want to call on a warrior, it's when I need to go into battle. It's when I need brutal violence. Well, not necessarily brutal violence, but when I need the art of the battle and courage and perseverance. And some of this is absolutely right on. Guys, the energy of the warrior is something we all have within us. And it's something that's talked about more and more and heralded more and more of, you know, be a spiritual warrior, right? There's t-shirts for that these days where, you know, fight for what you want. In relationships, women, we often hear, did he fight for you? Would he fight for you? And so we create these crazy tests just to find out the answer. But here's the thing, there is more to this archetype than just fighting. And yeah, I say it as an archetype, by which I mean an energy that we all have access to as human beings, that we can tap into at any point in time should we need it. So yes, there is the strength of the warrior. There is the courage of the warrior to face conflict head on. But the warrior truly, truly understands the art of the war. And when we understand the art of the war, we know that we don't always have to fight. And in fact, we prefer not to fight unless it's necessary. So the idea that we have to fight our way through this world is one I invite you to get rid of, because it's exhausting. That's a really tiring way to live your life. And yes, things come up, and there are things that are worth fighting for. There are moments where it is worth fighting. But if you are fighting in your everyday, I invite you to let the other aspects of the warrior energy you are wanting to embrace in. Yeah. The warrior is conservative with his energy in a way that's actually the wrong word. It's not conservative with his energy. He's fully aware of his energy in every moment. He's fully present in every moment. So he clearly makes choices. He observes everything around him, synthesizes that information with ease, and then makes a choice about the energy that's in front of him. So when we talk about the energy of the warrior, it is actually a place of tremendous choice, right? The warrior does not always choose to fight. Sometimes the strength is in putting down the sword and allowing, and in forming partnerships and inviting in warmth and comfort. But even more than that, at the core of this, when we talk about the warrior, we are talking about true selfless service. Yeah. I'm not talking about the kind of selfless service that so many participate in where, oh, I go help out at the soup kitchen and I make sure everybody knows it. I make sure everybody knows how good a person I am because I'm doing that. Warrior doesn't do that. When we're talking about selfless service, we're not talking about something you do in order to get something in return. It's something you do not to get anything in return. Yeah. And we do this on some really subconscious levels sometimes of, oh, I'm going to give money to this charity so that I can get the bag they're giving away or the calendar that they give me every year. I really like that. There's nothing wrong with those things. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with working in the soup kitchen so that it goes on your, you know, report card so you can graduate from college or so that your community will recognize you as a leader. There's truly nothing wrong with any of that, but we have to recognize it for what it is in that moment. And it is not true selfless service. It's not the energy of the warrior who at a moment's notice is asked to leave home and to give up everything he is to stand up for the greater good. Yeah, to stand up for the energy of the greater good. Yeah, so it's not even standing up for people as we often think it is, but it's standing up for justice. Yeah, it's standing up for what is right. It's standing up for keeping balance throughout the lands. There are so many things that warriors have to give up. They are not allowed to stay in one place most of the time. Yeah. So know that if you are calling in the energy of the warrior saying, I am Xena warrior princess, hear me roar. Don't mess with me. I'm not one to be messed with. Cool. Just know that Xena warrior princess had to be on the move quite a bit. So know what you're inviting in and know what parts you're inviting in. So asking yourself whether or not you want to fight your way through a particular moment. Or perhaps more accurately, sometimes we are just truly looking to stand our ground. And this came up this week in a psychic reading I was doing in a one-on-one session as well, where stand your ground came up as the key to this person's health. Yeah, that was the question at hand. What do I need to do to be in optimal health? And then what came up was stand your ground. That does not mean arm yourself. Yeah, that doesn't mean pick up your sword. It simply means plant your roots into the earth and hold that connection. Yeah. It's the difference between saying no to someone or saying, no, I won't do it because of this, because you're taking advantage of me, blah, 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 because this, and that, and I will not take this nonsense. And, you know, it's that energy that gets us to the place where we usually overreact to a situation when we could have simply said no and stood in that energy, stood in that ground, and let the reaction of those who you were saying no to blow by you. And it's almost like that energy of standing your ground creates a bubble around you. And as everyone else reacts, whatever it is, be it their anger, if they have a temper tantrum, as you know, adults so often do. We don't always talk about it, but yes, adults have temper tantrums. Yeah. Whether they're having a temper tantrum, whether they're really unhappy with you saying no, all of that can just hit that bubble and spread out to the side and go right past you. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the energy of swimming through the ocean where, yes, you're carving that pathway through, but the water moves around you and creates the current, the flow of the universe, the flow of your universe, the flow of creation, of what you want to co-create and how you want to live. Is that making sense? Am I making sense to you guys today? Yeah. There has been so often these days, especially when we talk about women, yeah, and for men, we're talking about your feminine side stepping into its power, right? That's the energy of our times. That's the shift that's been happening since we talk about the 2012 end of the world shift. Yeah, you know, not many of us in the spiritual community, in the world of practical spirituality, ever believed that the physical world as we knew it was going to end. That just didn't make any sense. And if it doesn't make sense, guys, there's no reason to invest your energy in it. But what we were really talking about is the rebirth of the feminine energy and the feminine energy stepping out as what is most needed, the leader, that energy of cooperation. Right? Which is also within the warrior. The warrior doesn't fight alone most of the time. Right? Most often he's in a, oh, I'm losing my military words here. But he's part of a group. Yeah? He's part of a battalion. Is that it? He's part of a team of the bigger energy, even if he finds himself alone. Yeah, as he moves forward with the energy of his teachers, of the energy of those he trained with the energy motivating him in the greater good, right? Again, there is no selfishness within the warrior, zero. In fact, there's no ego within the warrior because it's not about proving his worth. He doesn't need to, right? He's fought many battles. There's no question that it just is him. He doesn't fight his enemy in order for the enemy to be sit to say, oh, you are such a good fighter. That's not why he does it. It's not why she does it. So when we're calling in the energy of that warrior, remember that there is a true selflessness. There's an egolessness underneath it all. And most often it is not a fight for self-preservation, although instincts will jump in, right? There's an instinctual level there. But it is more often the preservation of a larger energy, something that's needed for the greater good. And when we're talking about this feminine energy coming forward, there have been so many women that I've seen suddenly arm themselves and feel the need to step into their Xenia warrior princessing. And guys, if you're walking through the world with the energy of being ready to fight, you're going to find a fight. Yeah. So ask yourself, what are you fighting with today? are you fighting with your coworkers? Are you fighting with your boss? Are you fighting with your lover? Are you fighting with your friends? Are you fighting in multiple areas of your life? If you are, maybe it's time to put down the sword and embrace the true energy of the warrior. Yeah, the energy of the warrior that sees the complete situation rather than just the battle at hand. The one who sees the entire war, the pathway all the way through, so it can choose which battles are worth engaging in and which ones, let's just go around. So, if you are finding that you are often fighting your way through things, I'm going to do a quick clearing with you right now if you're ready and willing to participate. And we're just going to do it by asking. Now we're going to call in our guides. This is fine to do wherever you are. You know, if you happen to be driving, please don't close your eyes and do this, right? But if you are, you know, happen to be at the workplace at your desk and you have a moment to be just with yourself, we're going to speak to all levels of your consciousness. And we invite you to release the energy of the Xena Warrior Princess across all dimensions, all timelines, and all time grids. We invite you to release the idea that you have to fight in order to prove your worth. We ask to release the idea that you have to fight in order to matter. We ask you to release the idea that you have to fight in order to accomplish. And just breathe with that for a moment. I ask you guys to release the idea that you have to fight in order to be safe in this world. And with that, and so it is. And if you want, if you are feeling motivated and you're like, there are still some places where I need a little help with this energy, invite in the warrior. Invite in the true warrior. Yeah? Not the one who's rushing into battle. Not the guy on the front line who's just following orders. Think samurai style. Yeah? Think ninja. Think the guys who are trained, who you never see coming. Yeah? And the reason you don't see them coming is because you're not clued into the bigger energy as they are. So, go ahead and connect yourself to the larger energy. Take a step back. See the full situation. And note for yourself whether or not you have to pick up your sword in this moment. Or whether the trueness of the warrior will guide you on another path. Will guide you to another action. So yes, courage. Thumbs up. Perseverance. Thumbs up. Brutal violence. Not unless it's absolutely necessary. And guys, there are very few situations where that is necessary. So even if you're not walking out and physically attacking, physically engaging in brutal violence, notice if your energy is doing the same. Yeah. Think of, for those of you who have ever watched America's Next Top Model or some reality show, The Real World, I'm so dating myself here, guys. Whatever it is, think of the most annoying, crankiest, cattiest woman on the show. Are you walking around with that energy to protect yourself? Because if you are in the energy of a warrior, you don't need to do that. Because you know within you, you always have the strength to protect yourself when the situation arises. You don't have to haul that heavy sword around You just pick it up when you need it, and not a moment before. So, that is it, the energy of the warrior. Are you using it to serve your spirituality? Are you using it to hold yourself back? Yeah. So use it to serve yourself, because we need you. We need all of you. We need to experience you as a human being. That's why you're here. That's why we're here together. Let go. And know that you will always have the strength available to you. Everything you need in every moment. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. As usual, I've not even checked the phone board today, and we are in our last couple minutes here. I'll do a quick glance to see if there's any quick questions. But for the most part, we're just getting thumbs up across the board. Yeah, so with your newfound space, with everything you released today, if there is any space left behind, I invite you to call in a little love, light, truth, and grace to fill up any space where you may have cleared something out. And with that, I want to remind you, we've got lots and lots of classes coming up. So check out www.nowagewellness.com. I know, guys, website needs some work. I am going to be hiring some web people very, very soon. And if that happens to be you, you can reach out to me as well. But in the meantime, I want to remind you of weekly midweek wisdom. Yeah, a little oracle card fun. Join us on Facebook for that at Now Age Wellness on Facebook. And also joining the newsletter if you guys want to stay in the know. I am moving to retreats coming up in 2018. The announcements and the classes are going to go out really, really soon. And we will have limited class size. Speaking of which, Crystals 101, guys, I only have 7 spaces remaining. And Reiki Level 1, there are only 3 spaces remaining. These classes are small. Yeah, so that we can ensure your individual attention. I wanted to talk a little bit about gratitude today because it's come to my attention that we're actually going down the wrong track with gratitude. But I guess we're going to have to save that for next week and be grateful for the opportunity to do so and really dive into it in depth. So in the meantime, I'll look forward to talking to you guys next week, 12 to 12:30 Atlantic Standard Time. Happens to fall right in line with Eastern Standard Time for the time being. And until then, stay present. Be in your now. Live fully empowered. Know that if it doesn't feel right, it isn't right. So that's it from Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, nowagewellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at nowagewellness.com and let your healing begin.